7 minutes after 10 o'clock, it is time for Kaleidoscope. Today we get to talk with Brandon Henning, the superintendent at Mountain Lake Schools. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is one of the first times you probably see me while I'm just wearing my normal superintendent garb.
Where's your pajamas?
Yeah, where's the weird costume? Where's the... Nope, it's just just got my regular old superintendent garb on today.
Well, every once in a while, that's okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Boy, oh boy. So the holidays are over, and activities have just exploded.
Yes,
There's a lot going on.
I think a lot of it, too, has to do with, you know, we had a little bit of weather in that December month and some things, you know, for student safety and just safety of everybody, really. You're postponing games and things like that. Well, you got to play them sometime. No. And this is the sometime.
Yes, that's right.
This is the week of the sometimes.
Now we're kind of, are we at the halfway point?
Yeah, we're about halfway through a lot of our sports seasons. So we have like boys basketball is going to Adrian this Thursday. Their season, it's another kind of rebuild here, kind of like our football season was. And yeah. I'd say the challenge there is we just have people that haven't, they've, you know, we have 12th graders playing, we have 11th and 10th, and we have a 9th, and we have an 8th. So we have like all these different grade levels trying to play together here on this varsity team, and they haven't played together like ever, because that's usually how now it works, right?
Right.
In junior high, you play with your 6th grade when you're 7th grade, and elementary all the way through. So by the time you get up to varsity, I mean, you got kids all over the place, and just trying to find a way to learn each other's tendencies and things like that. So again, just trying to work through that, and I think they're hoping they can get another win this Thursday, and then they play again this Saturday. And on the flip side, our girls team, they kind of started a little bit of a youth movement last year, and now they're seeing the fruits of that, because now they're pulling out a lot of big wins, and they're many games over 500, and they're they're second still in the conference, the Red Rock Conference. So, and Hills is number one, and they're probably going to be number one, and they'll probably go to state because, you know, and boys and girls, they're both on, you know, I think they're both teams are undefeated in both sides, or I think maybe the Hills lost like an Iowa team or something. But anyway, they're good. But it's nice to see our girls. They play at home tonight versus Adrian, and that was the first game of the season. Adrian, actually, we went there and they beat us, so we're hoping to get some revenge. And I'm confident that our girls can come out on top tonight.
A good crowd always helps, too. So
definitely. Yep.
You come out to the game.
Yep, come out to the game tonight, support the girls there. And then we have hockey. You know, they're going to Fairmont, and our girls go, that's later this week, and then the girls go to Austin next week. Gymnastics at home here in Windham on Thursday, I believe, and then wrestling is today. They're going to Lake Crystal. So, and I just wrestling is just a whole different animal, and that's something I never obviously. If you look at me, I'm not a wrestler. Well, I guess maybe I could have been.
Absolutely,
I would have been at the what? I think in high school I was 150. I was 6 feet and 155, okay. So it would have been the tall, lanky kid. I don't know if that would have done much out there. Yeah, I guess. I don't
know.
I guess. Maybe I missed my calling there. But anyway, it was just, you know, crazy how early they have to leave. And you're like, well, the meet doesn't start. But then, you know, you talk to the kids and like, well, we got to do a weigh-in. And then we got a carbo load after the weigh-in so we can, you know, get some meat on and actually eat for the first time. It's like, man, what a commitment wrestling takes.
Amen to that.
And
No,
thank you. I would have said, man, this is the weight I'm at, and I guess, you know, and obviously you don't want to let your team down, but I get it. That's kind of what it is. They're trying to strategize and figure out, like, oh, man, we really need somebody at, like, 141, and you're sitting there at 137, so you got to put it on, and then all of a sudden maybe somebody comes back from injury, and like, oh, now I need you back to 137. You're like, no. Those extra cheeseburgers were good.
Yes. Enjoy them while you can get them.
Right.
That's for sure. Yeah. All right. So sports-wise, busy here for the next week, but busy in other activities, too.
Yep. Our one act, they have subsections next Saturday already. So they're trying to hone their skills and seeing what they can do and hopefully make it on, you know, after that. I think it's in Waseca for sections, and then we'll see if they can make it to state. But they've been working hard, and it's early practices and weekend practices, so it's just they don't stop either there. So they're working hard.
Dedicated, that's for sure.
Yep.
And they're on a mission this year, aren't they?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, I think a lot of those people have – I feel like they have a lot to prove, because we did graduate quite a few seniors that have been with the program in prominent roles for a number of years, so now it's kind of their turn. They've been kind of, you know, the extra pieces, ensemble, hanging out in the kind of the shadows, and now it's their time to see what they can do. And just like any year, they're trying to show that they're one of the best. They can put on one of the best performances in the state.
Not just the high school busy. Elementary's busy, too.
Elementary's got the spelling bee. Oh, I just absolutely love that. That Mountain Lake still does a spelling bee, and other schools do that. It's just what a fantastic memory. And they asked me to be the judge again, so I'm the one. It's nice to be a part of it, but also crushing because I'm the one that basically says, sorry, you spelt it wrong.
Right.
I'm the one that, and then the tears start flowing, you know, and that part kind of tears at your heartstrings a little bit, but it is nice to be a part of something. And I think we do, you know, it's small, obviously, super small for what we're doing, but it is well done. The kids have a good time, and there's really good sportsmanship between the kids and a lot of high fives and claps and just a lot of support.
Now, is that open to the public?
It is, but normally just parents come.
Sure.
You know, just because the time of the day, it's at like 1:30 on this Thursday, so
okay.
It's just the timing is hard for people to get off work, which sure. We understand. So that's grandparents and parents, but yeah, usually not too many beyond that.
Well, and that goes back to all those other activities we've been talking about.
Right.
There's no other place to put it.
Right. Yeah, so there just isn't a lot of time for a lot of stuff. So you fit things in when you can.
Yep, definitely. So we are, now that the holidays are over, we are kind of at that halfway point.
Yep, we're kind of halfway through the school year. And so just, you know, you're finishing up this winter with all the sports and just everything else that goes on. Obviously, if we're halfway through the school year, that means we're halfway through our school year. So we have a semester ending here this Friday. You know, and so next week it's a new semester, so new classes for some students, teachers getting ready, getting grades done, and so it's a busy week for students and teachers too.
And then is there a little bit of a break? Do students get time off?
So we have just the 19th off.
Okay.
So that's and that's just a work day for our teachers too, and obviously I'll be
kinda
there
get
too.
Caught
yep.
up and
yep,
everything.
Just and make sure you got everything ready to go for the following day to start your second semester classes.
Okay. Now, so far, weather-wise, it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Have you even had any snow days?
Yeah, I've had to do kind of some
couple late starts.
Yeah, but nothing about closing school, which has been really fortunate. I was obviously very nervous here at the start because we had so much, you know, coming in and just like, ooh. But I think the weather's just hit at the right time for if it has come where it hasn't impacted school and things like that. So that's been great. But we'll see.
If you don't use snow days, do you get out early at the end of the year?
No.
No, it doesn't work that way. It
doesn't really work that way.
Okay.
They're kind of built in, and some schools aren't even fully going away from them. They're like planning like they don't exist, which you can do because there is that kind of – you have 5 flex days, what they're called, where you can do the online learning or whatever you want to call it, flex day. So you have that kind of counts, and the state of Minnesota will count those as school days. So most schools do that anyway. But I don't know. I'm always impartial. Like the old school snow days.
Right.
That's what I call them when I say, okay, if we have bad weather, that's what I tell my staff and students too. If we're predicting some weather might be coming in, hey, everybody get ready. It might be an old school snow day tomorrow.
And we do still have some winter.
Yeah.
Coming.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's not like we're
it's
through
gonna,
it.
Yeah. It's going to be coming. It sounds like it's going to get really cold. Maybe this weekend there's going to get some snow coming Thursday night or something into that. So you never know what's going to happen.
Right. Yep. Got to be ready for all of it. Let's talk about, some of the other stuff, some of the little things.
Yeah, little things. So just, as you're busy running around and it's just from here to there and doing all these things, you just realize, too, within that, allow yourself some time to slow down and just appreciate all the little things that people are doing in the community. So, for instance, we have our basketball families a lot of times. We go on these long trips. Like we went to Tyler last Tuesday. And that's a haul.
That's a haul.
That's like the edge of our conference, right?
Right.
We're on the complete one side, and so we're going there. And then after the game's over, obviously you got kids have been on a bus for hours and hours, and we're going home. So, but it was real nice. Somebody kind of opened up their trunk and had some pre-made sandwiches for all the kids and things like that. So just those little things that to spend the time and the money. Because it's not cheap to make sandwiches for 25 varsity boys, a bag of chips.
There's
and
some
water.
Appetites.
Right,
there.
Right. So
yes.
And to spend the time and the money to prepare all that and bring it with you and then hand it out, it's real nice, that thing that people in the community do. And same thing, like last night, I know it was, we had a player's birthday, and so a parent brought in cupcakes and things like that too for the boys. It's just those nice little gestures really go a long way and just show the sense of community and kind of like pride and teamwork.
And really means a lot to the students.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because they're just, of course, they're tired and they're hungry, and last thing you want to do is wait for another hour and a half bus ride before they can get home and maybe have something to eat, and it's nice to have a little something to kind of tide them over. And then I know with the weather, we haven't gotten the ice rink up and going, but I love seeing that. I live right behind the ice rink, so
yeah,
I get to see the action on there. It hasn't really been going because of the weather, but maybe with this cold coming up it will be. But I just love like the time and effort spent on that for just preparing even the grass there before, like it's a month long process to get all the leaves out of there
to
make sure it's the perfect ice, and then to flood it and then to reflood it and then to scrape it off when there's some snow and then reflood it again. Like the time spent to get that there, and then obviously someone volunteers to run the warming house, so with the free skates for the kids to come into, like just all the effort that goes into that is just so nice. That's something to do for the community again. So kids can have experiences that they normally wouldn't have.
Just another thing that an advantage of being in a smaller community.
Yeah, and kids totally take advantage of it on these nice days and things like that on the weekends. I mean, it's 50, 60 kids are out there.
Is that right?
Skating all day long. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And they still sell hot chocolate for a quarter. I'm sure it's the same price they've had for 20 years,
yeah.
You know? And I love that, too. Yep. My kid will come running home, "Dad, do you have a quarter for me?" I was like, "Hot cocoa?" Yeah. So I'll get the hot cocoa. And then
I can find a quarter for cocoa.
Yeah, yes. That's right. I think I can find up a coin for that. And then just our volunteers at different events, sport game, you know, volunteers and things like that people do. I mean, you know, now that you're adding shot clocks and other things into games, just another person has to run something else or supervise an area or run the concessions and just all these different things that help all these games go. And then you obviously your custodial staff for cleaning, getting things ready. I mean, custodial staff does a great job at our school too. You don't even know we had a game the night before. You can't find a trace of, you know, anything, a popcorn, nothing. You can't find nothing. It acts like it was like nothing happened last night.
Wow.
It's like they completely erased whatever was there. So it's real impressive too that how, you know, everybody kind of pitches in and works together, and it's just like I said, it's all that small community.
A lot of unsung heroes,
exactly.
For sure.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, and you're right. You don't think about it, but every time something new gets added in, like shot clocks, that's more volunteers.
Yeah, you need more help there to run that stuff, and that's super important in the game. You get somebody that doesn't really know what they're doing, or isn't. You don't have that person, or trying to have somebody do double duty, you know.
They are very much appreciated.
Right.
And
yep.
Couldn't do it without the
absolutely
volunteers.
Not. Yep, can't do without them. So it's real appreciated by, I think, everybody. Just if once you slow down a little bit and think about what all goes into even just hosting anything or doing basically anything you do for the community, it's like, wow, there's a lot of people involved in this.
Definitely. So. Very good point. All right, so special school meeting coming up?
We already had it. So
okay,
happened. So that's at State of Minnesota. Everybody's had to have their special board meeting to kind of reelect all their officers for their school board. So they have that. It usually has to be the first Monday in January. And so we had that, and we have a new chair. So Chad Eakin, who's been on the board, he's been a clerk basically his whole time on the board, was elected chair. So that was just a different change coming in. So obviously, but he's had a ton of experience on the board, so he kind of knows what he's doing and things like that. And so obviously, him being the clerk on the school board, somebody had to come in and fill that spot. And so we had Armand Harder-Schrock said, "Well, I've been on the board now for a couple years, and I feel like, you know," and he's like, "I'm farming, and now it's off. I got time to sign stuff." Because I always, like, the clerk might be one of the busiest people we have in our district just because they have to sign a ridiculous amount of stuff. So it's fortunate that he lives just on the outskirts of town. And so he may not like the job so much when we keep calling him in, "Hey, you need to come in right now and sign this document before we submit to the state." And but he's a nice guy. I'm sure he'll be like, "Yeah, sure, I'll be right in."
Oh, yeah.
So that's just nice.
So you're set with for another year then?
Yes. Yep. We're set for the school. And so that just happened. We'll see. I know we have some elections coming up this November, so we'll see which school board members decide to run for re-election and which ones say, "You know what, I did my turn and I'm good and I have no desire to keep going." So we'll see if anybody else wants to come on board, and I'm sure we will have some people. I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see. And then as we move into, you know, next year, It's that time, and I feel like every year it gets closer because it gets more competitive on trying to figure out, okay, your staff. And so, as like I said, I don't want to make it feel like I'm pushing people out the door, but I also, like, if you're gonna leave, just tell me, please, so I can start looking
on it.
Because there's, you know, it used to be, you know, years ago it was May, and then all of a sudden I got, well, you should probably start looking in April, and now it's probably about March now. March is when you feel like your new graduates are starting to look for jobs, or your other people considering leaving start looking. It's like March to that April time is now the prime time. So if you have somebody who is, you know, you think might be retiring or something like that, then you're hoping that they can tell you sooner than later so you can start trying to find a replacement there, because unfortunately
everybody's gonna be looking.
I know everybody's gonna be looking, and as I tell all my staff, I'm like, we're all part of this machine. Like, a school is a machine, and you know, it's when a cog goes, you need to replace the cog in the machine. And that goes all the way from superintendent too, all the way down to anybody. It doesn't matter, everybody in there. We're all part of the machine, and our goal is there for the kids and keep that machine going strong for those kids.
Very good. All right, so we're already looking at staff. Is the calendar in place already for next year,
I kind of have it basically done, but we have a meeting kind of with our teachers next Tuesday for our board meeting, just to kind of go over it, one good glance for everybody to get eyes on, be like, okay, this is what's going to look like, what do you guys think? So for us, obviously with Labor Day being later in the calendar, we're going to start before Labor Day, and that's, the governor has given authority to all schools to start before Labor Day the next two school years, sorry.
Okay.
So we're going to take advantage of that, because school in June isn't as fun.
Everybody's ready for summer.
If you've been inside of school, and if you've taught inside of school, or even if you have kids have been in school, like, once you get to once you get past Memorial Day, it feels like,
yeah,
just the kids are spent, and they're, you know, and how much really are you going to teach them in 2 or 3 days? So that's the tricky part of it all. So, but I feel like kids are way more apt to learn that they've had months and months off. Okay, so now if we start a week early, all of a sudden I feel like that's the returns we're going to get versus going later is going to be much better for our students.
Does that affect the sports calendar?
It does not. So we thought that maybe things would, they kept everything, like MEA is the same even too. Like, okay, they didn't move that weekend earlier. That kind of threw a couple things off, especially with regards to football playoffs for next year. But it really doesn't too much, just because we're starting a week earlier and we're ending, obviously. But how it works out in the calendar, we're only ending a couple days earlier than we normally would too. So it's about the same time.
Okay. Very good. Anything else? Anything else new we need to add?
Just looking at a couple different things to add for new year. I don't really have anything to share right now, but just looking at every year, I think when you think about next year, you want to think about what ways you can make your school better. And so we're just looking into that to maybe give more course offerings or just improve the student experience overall and what we can do for that. So that's some things we'll be looking at as a district here moving forward. And I'm sure we'll have some decisions on the next month or two.
Very good. Always tweaking just
yes.
a little.
Yep.
All right. Brandon Henning, thank you for talking with us today. Boy, a lot going on.
Yeah. But thanks for having me. Love getting out too, enjoying the weather.
Yeah, it was a nice day to drive.
It was a good day to drive over.
All right, that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.